Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS and Jason Lockenfor with their updated quarterback rankings that always causes a fight on the fan text, on Twitter, and maybe between co-hosts. It's Sean and RJ. Happy Friday to y'all here on DFW Sports Station. Zero is in for Troy as we get you closer to the weekend. Tier 1 QBs from Jason Lockenfor, one of our Radio.com insiders. Bona fide franchise guys. Last year, I like that he puts last year here. Last year, he had Mahomes, Lamar, Russ, Watson, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Wentz, Roethlisberger. My Lord, there's some misses on there. Wentz was, at least last year, a disastrous call. Roethlisberger ended up looking bad. Drew Brees ends up looking bad. And, you know, how do you want to define franchise guy? Do you want to say, like, a stud, an outright stud, or someone that's going to lead your team for 5 or 10 years? Because, obviously, you know, Tom Brady doesn't belong on that list, depending on whether you want to define it by length or just if they are an outright stud. So, bona fide franchise quarterbacks, that was last year.
Let me tell you something. Ben Roethlisberger hasn't been a bona fide franchise quarterback this decade. He hasn't been a bona fide franchise quarterback since like 2017.
Yeah, a short decade.
Yeah, it is. I know. It sounded cooler in my head when I said that. Like, this is going to be like a real hot take. That's like, oh,
that
crap,
was a hot
it's
take.
1 year. It's been like 2017, okay? It's been a while since Ben's been a bona fide franchise guy.
Look, in 2018, he threw for 34 touchdowns. Now, I know that's a counting number, but 34 and 16 while completing 67% of his passes. I'm trying to see what the QBR, any other these other stats are, but that was 2018. But heck, that's a while back. This guy, all he does, the QBR that season was a 69.6.
It's not bad. That's not bad. 69.6, that's not bad. So for reference point, this year, Justin Herbert was a 69.7. Okay. That's not bad.
All right, so I like that he gave the rankings to put himself out there, and you can keep that in mind when criticizing or picking apart this year. Bona fide franchise QBs. Mahomes, Lamar, Brady, Wilson, Rodgers, Josh Allen, Watson, Herbert. Justin Herbert was thrown into the tier one mix over a guy like Dak Prescott from CBSSports.com. The anointing continues.
Look, I think we sometimes get a little quick with these guys. Like, can we take a step back here on Justin Herbert? Like, I love him. I think he's really good. I think he's going to be fantastic. And I think he was clearly the best quarterback in that draft last year. Can we give him a minute? It's been 1 year. Like, literally 1 year. And now he's got a new coach coming in. Can we give him just a sec before we put him with a bona fide franchise guy?
These guys making these lists also have to give, like, a unique or hot take somewhere in here, right? If you just put your bona fide franchise guys as – Mahomes, Russ, Rodgers, that's Watson. That's boring. Like, you know, you need a reason for someone to say, whoa, do you agree with this? Whoa, you got to create a hot take in there. And that's what this is, Justin Herbert up there in tier one already.
That's fine. Then if you want a hot take, then put Ryan Tannehill in the bona fide franchise guy. Because over the last 2 years, there's been maybe three quarterbacks that have been better than him. Both, when you combine both seasons. Mahomes has been more consistent both years. Lamar has been better both years for the most part. It's very few. Rodgers, you can't say Rodgers was better both years. Last year, for sure. Actually, no, you might be able to say Rodgers. You can't say it with Brady. Maybe Deshaun. It's not a lot. We're talking about a guy who, over the last 2 years, has been in the top five in both QBR and adjusted net yards per attempt. The guy's been a stud. So if you want to make a hot take, throw Ryan Tannehill's name in there instead of Justin Herbert's.
Tier two is top pros and proven winners.
I like that last second year, line. That second line's interesting.
Why?
Proven winners? Because they got a lot of losers on that list.
Last year in this category, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, and Matt Stafford. Now, my hot take for this year is that Stafford is going to be a stud. That's
be.
My hot quarterback
it's very
take.
Possible. I don't think that's a hot take. He's a good player. He's a good quarterback. It's just, you know, how much was he worth two first-round picks as an upgrade?
My hot takes are Matt Stafford will show that he's equal to Dak, and Carson Wentz will rise from the dead. Those are my two hot quarterback takes. Winners last year. This year, Jason Lightcomfort, CBS, put Matt Ryan, Tannehill, Dak, Baker, and Stafford into this category.
Let's see. I'm looking for proven winner on there. and I don't really see one. I mean, Ryan's been to a couple of conference title games and a Super Bowl. Stafford doesn't have a playoff win. Tannehill's got like two. Dak's got what, one? It's Baker got one. Okay. I mean, they've proven that they can win a game.
I think these categories are stupid. I think they're really dumb with the naming of these categories and the headlines. Here's what he wrote about Dak. Dak may have already made the leap to tier one, had the injury not wiped out last year, but I also worry about that offensive line and run game, and I'm not ready to anoint anything pertaining to the 2021 Dallas Cowboys just yet. Tier three. Rising stars. Last year, before the season, he put Kyler and Garoppolo. The Garoppolo one looks like a huge miss. This year, Kyler, Burrow, and Lawrence for the rising stars, tier three QBs.
Okay. I could see Kyler and Burrow and Trevor Lawrence as the rising stars. I could see that. I mean, obviously, Lawrence is going to be a rising star. Obviously, Burrow is too. Kyler, we're getting to the point where him and Coach Bro I don't know what this may be his last stand for Coach Bro, might be, right? As Dalton Miller said yesterday, he failed up, he did, he failed up to the NFL.
All right, so I think that was his easiest category that made the most sense with the rankings so far. Tier four, you can win with them. Last year, he put Derek Carr, Tannehill, Baker, Cousins, Josh Allen, Bridgewater, Rivers, Tyrod, and Goff. This year, he has cut that down. You can win with them. Cousins, Carr, Fitzpatrick, and Carson Wentz. So Wentz goes from elite franchise to you can win with them after one season.
I don't know the Fitzpatrick thing here. I mean, we have not seen him put a full season together. I mean, he has these spurts, but we haven't seen him put a full season together. To me, Cousins is fair. If you wanted to have, I mean, I think there needs to be a category between you can win with them and top pros, because I think Cousins and Carr would be in that category between that you can win with them in top pros. I don't know about Wentz. This is going to be an interesting situation because he's in a good situation in Indy. It's a really good team. It's a really good team. We'll find out real good. We'll find out more about Carson Wentz this year.
We'll find out.
We'll find out more about Carson Wentz this year than a lot of quarterbacks because he's surrounded by really, really good players.
Yeah. Tier 5 QB from CBS. Guys, veterans, and placeholders. This year, Garoppolo, Goff, Jameis, and Bridgewater. Guys, veterans, and placeholders. Jimmy G, Goff, Winston, and Bridgewater. And then his category, final one, good luck. I think that's kind of like kicking them to the curb.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, who was a franchise guy last year on his list. Daniel Jones, Darnold, and Andy Dalton. Tier 7, the jury is out. Zach Wilson, Tua, Mac Jones, and Jalen Hurts. Tier ranking, and Jason Lacanfora.
All right, here we go. Autoflex Leasing fan text. If Deshaun and Herbert and Allen are in the top tier, then Dak has to be. Herbert was a 31-10 guy last season, only played 15 games. Dak's never thrown for 31 in a season. Kirk Cousins has averaged that over the last three seasons. Stafford over all of those guys. What has Dak won? Goff has never had a losing season, but he can't even get into the you can win with him category. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Fitzpatrick play a full season with the Jets when he had, you know, Decker and Marshall? Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was like not yesterday. Carr is not a tier 4 QB. The first half of last season, he played like an MVP. Remember how putrid Dak was before Cooper got here? Yeah, in year 2. Like, that's the thing. You know, some of these, like, we go way too quick with these rankings of some of these players. Like, Dak hasn't even reached his prime yet. Allen hasn't even reached his prime yet. Herbert hasn't even reached the speed bump. Like, the league hasn't even adjusted to them. Right?
Yeah. Like, Josh Allen right now is like, he's in the category of what Wentz was during his MVP season. Derek Carr had that type of hype when he could have won the MVP with the Raiders. So it goes quick. It'll change on you real, real quick. But Carson Wentz had like this type of Josh Allen hype. That's why Philadelphia gave him the deal. And Jared Goff had this type of hype. That Rams offense was the Warriors. I put that Rams offense in a top 10 easily. I'm trying to get him into my top 5 most entertaining offenses ever. And then the bottom falls out.
Yeah.
So the narratives change quick because of the impatience of the league and the rest of us.
No, it does. It does. And, you know, Goff's got his problems. I mean, he doesn't throw well when he's not able to step into a throw. He just does. You know, if you pressure him from the middle, like over center, he's screwed. And I wonder how Stafford deals with that. Although he should be used to not having a great offensive line. They haven't had a great offensive line in Detroit. By the way, you see, it's so Detroit. They draft Penei Sewell, and he gets COVID.
Yeah.
He's going to miss rookie camp.
Right?
Yeah. Or OTA.
And look, here's my – look, and I believe in Stafford's tools. I can't defend Stafford not having a few more wins there. Like, I just can't – I can't do it. Now, I know you're in the same division with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but the amount of losing that Matt Stafford has done, and I know, you know, we don't tie wins and losses directly to the quarterback or one individual in sports, but they've done too much losing in order for me to, like, truly go crazy in defending him. Like, that's hard to do with the records. They've been a no factor except, I think, one playoff game against the Cowboys, which the Cowboys won in Arlington. But Matt Stafford has lost way too much.
And with some weapons. Yes. In Stafford's defense, a couple years ago, you know, they were like, what, 3-1? And he got hurt and kind of the bottom fell out. So they've had their chances. This year's not going to be it. But more often than not, if you're a great quarterback, you're going to lift your team to the playoffs, you know, more often than not. And Stafford didn't do that. Now, that may be because the Lions are just such a bad team that not even a really good quarterback can overcome that. And that's possible. That is possible. It may not be likely, but it's possible. I think they're going to be good. I mean, the Rams are going to be good. The Rams are going to win 11 games this year. They wake up and win 11 games.
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to be great. I think it's definitely an improvement. He's going to elevate them offensively over Jared Goff. But come on now. Stafford was in Detroit for 12 seasons. And just going backwards, 5-11, 3-12, 6-10, two straight years in 9-7, 7-9. They had an 11-5, 7-9, 4-12. So they had some 9-7s in there and one 11-5. But there you go. The QB tier rankings from CBS.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.